Last week we started the beginning of Tetzava. We learned the Tupsukim, but we didn't really finish the concept. Basically, we learned that Moshe Rabbeinu was told by Hashem, tell the people, bring the oil to you, to light a constant light in the Beis HaMikdash, a continuous flame. But he says, and we learned, you have to take the olive and you have to squeeze it, and the kossis has to be pressed. And we learned that the virgin oil, the first oil that is, goes for the menorah. The menorah had to be used with pure oil. And we discussed last week what it means is that when a person learns Torah, the Torah has to be pure Torah. Okay, you need to have it pure because otherwise it's compromised and then who knows where you go. But we asked the question last week, we didn't finish. We said we're not going to be able to finish it all last week. It says, Kossis Lamoir, pressed for Moir. Now Moir means the source of light. So the commentaries all ask, and Chassidus definitely asks, why doesn't it say the oil is kossis pressed lahoya to shine, to light? Mar means to the source of light. Why is it called the source of light? So in Chassidus it explains, and we started discussing part of it last week. Sometimes in order to bring out the greatness of the Jew, like we said, this is speaking about the neshama of the Jew, which is the candle of God. Sometimes in order to bring out the greatness of the Jew, they need to be tortured. Like an olive, in order to get the oil, which is better than the olive, you need to torture the olive, you need to squeeze it and torture it. So it says in Chassidus that when a person sometimes, like we started discussing last time, when the Jews got the Torah, at Matan Torah, they didn't get the complete Torah, so to speak, because God held the mountain over their head, and so to speak, forced them to get the Torah. So the Gemara says that in the days of Mordechai and Esther, by Purim, they re-accepted willingly the Torah. So now you can't come along and say, hey, you know, God, I was forced into this stuff. I don't want it. So the answer is the Jews accepted it willingly in the days of Mordechai and Esther, Purim story. Therefore, now we willingly accept the Torah. So Chassidus asked the question, how is it possible when the Jews were at such a high level, they just saw the exodus of Egypt. They just saw the splitting of the sea. They just saw all the unbelievable levels of godliness. They had to be forced to accept the Torah. And yet, during the time when the Jews were tortured, in the days of Mordechai and Esther, over there they willingly accepted the Torah. How could that be? So Chassidus explains, and we see this, you can have many Jews that are not religious yet. But when push comes to shove, you know, when they're tortured and you tell them, denounce the fact that you're a Jew, they're willing to give up their life. Why is that? Because sometimes when a Jew is pressed, tortured, you reveal the essence of the neshama. And that's what uses the word ma'ar. The source of light refers not to the revelations of the neshama, the intellect, the feelings, the emotions of the neshama. You're talking about the essence of the neshama is revealed by a Jew being tortured. But then the Rebbe brings out even a deeper level. There is a type of torture that a Jew has that's not a torture against Yiddishkeit. There's a deeper level of self-sacrifice. You find different levels historically of Jews. We find the Jews, let's say, in communist Russia, during the time of the Inquisition, during the time, you know, heavy-duty torturing of Jews, it revealed a certain level of mesiras nefesh, of self-sacrifice of the Jew. Yet the same Jew, when he came to a free country, he didn't see the same level of self-sacrifice that you saw that he had in Russia. And the Rebbe explains, why is that? Because mesiras nefesh, self-sacrifice, has to permeate the entire being, the entire person from top to bottom. A person that, in certain issues, will self-sacrifice themselves for Yiddishkeit, and certain issues they won't. That shows that the self-sacrifice didn't permeate them completely. It only permeated a part of them. And therefore you have Jews, by the way, that when they were tortured for being Jews, and they were forced to go underground, like in the communist Russia, they kept Yiddishkeit very well. The second they come to a free country, they don't have the same level. Why is it? Because it didn't permeate their entire existence. The Rebbe explains, there's a level of Mesiras Nefesh that we have today. is a mesiras nefesh of freedom. To the extent that it, so to speak, doesn't bother a Jew that they're in Golus. It doesn't bother the Jew that they're in Golus. Because they say, hey, we have a good, we live in Beverly Hills, we drive a nice car, we have a nice job, we have a nice profession. Hey, who needs Mashiach? I mean, we got Mashiach already. We're living, you know, in a free society. No pressure against Torah mitzvahs. We can do whatever we